The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Dear Tony, thank you very much for the very excessive greetings. It's good to be in Petri Church once again. I'm very happy to see you all here. This is my second home where after I left Ethiopia in 2002. So I have mentioned auch when I left Petri that about Kleefeld. It is good always to be here. Second is, you know where I come from. So I was telling fairy tales to my children, and my son was saying, "Hey, you are always telling us fairy tales about food. What's wrong with you?" Because I was telling anything in Ethiopia, whether you tell things or related something to eat or things like that. Today, the sermon text, the reading, everything you have heard is something to do with eating food, or whether it is in desert or in the apostles, in the Acts of the Apostles. I may focus something around eating and being together. That's what I wanted to mention. Thank you, Jen. You have read, so I don't need to read once again when Jen has already read from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. That is the sermon text I chose for today. You all may know that certain numbers are very important in certain cultures and religions. Number 7, number 5, number 4, number 3, for example. Number 7, 4 and 3 are very important in Judaism and Christianity, that we all know. Number 5 in Oromo culture. I don't need to tell you detail. In our sermon text, also there is important number, which I want to mention. It's not about number, actually. Let me tell you why these numbers are very important. For example, number 4. Number 4 represents 4 directions: north, south, east, west. Number 4 also represents 4 elements that are necessary for human being: water, earth, air, and fire. Number 4 is also important in our today's sermon text. If you just closely read the first one, there are 4 pillars upon which the Christian churches were established at the beginning. Number 1, teachings of the apostles is very important, which means proclamation of the gospel. The second important thing is breaking of bread, celebration of Holy Communion. The third is prayers, Lord's Prayer and Psalm prayers. And the fourth is the fellowship of believers, which is caring for one another. I do not have time to reflect on all these 4 points. If I were in Africa or in America, that is possible. Here in Germany, you don't allow that. Huh? So Yeshi and I were in Washington, D.C. We were in a worship service. 5 hours, I tell you, in Maryland. The Germans cannot afford that. This summer. No? So, let me limit my sermon to only one, which is the fellowship of believers. The early Christian churches in Jerusalem attempted to live a communal life, that they had everything together. Some people call it communism, but say fellowship. I rather say that. They were living together, having everything in common. They were bringing the money they had together and handed over to the apostles for faithful administration. Anyone could come and register his or her need. Houses and lands were sold. And when it came to solve the misery of individuals, and were brought to the church. The idea is nobody should starve. This is the ideal fellowship in the early Christian church in Jerusalem. But this good, wonderful idea did not survive long. If you read Acts chapter 5 and 6, you will see challenges that faced the early Christian church. There was, for example, a couple who sold their land, brought some money to the church, and kept the rest for themselves. It didn't work. We also read that one group within the Christian community complained that their widows were overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So, to solve these problems, the apostles delegated financial management to a group of Christians called what we call deacons. Sometime later, the conflict resolved by itself because of the external persecution. The Jerusalem Christian Church could not do what they were doing. However, the Christian community in Corinth also attempted to practice the same communal life, but they had to face similar problem. It was tradition or customary for the Christians in Corinth to bring foods, as you do here, at every worship service. Everybody brings food together after the church service, after Holy Communion, they were eating together. That was normal communal life. However, there was a problem occurred there also in Corinth. The rich people brought money, food, what they had to the church. The poor also brought what they had. But what happened was everybody was sitting in each corner, and they were, rather than sharing with each other, they were eating the food they brought from their homes only with their families. That means the rich had enough, more than enough. The poor did not have enough to eat. There was sort of very problem, shameful sometimes. Therefore, Paul was writing in chapter 11 of the First Corinthians, say, have you not houses where you can eat and drink? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What can I tell you? Shall I praise you? No, I do not praise you. The idea of communal life, the dream of living together, failed again and again, repeatedly, in the Christian church. However, the vision continued among the Christian circles until today. It didn't disappear. This shows how the idea of living together, very important, is for all of us. Giving to the needy ones also goes in accordance with Jesus' teaching. It is part of our church service. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. So, giving or sharing our possessions with the poor is one of the basic services of the Christian church. In fact, Luke mentions also in one of his texts and says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I tell you, it is better to be at the side of giver rather than at the side of receiver. It is very good to be independent than depending on social service, what we all know. Giving, sharing is the most important thing. Sharing is better than holding on. The recent scientific research also confirms that generous people are happier than their tight-fisted contemporaries. It's proven. Greedy and selfish possessiveness fuel discord. Customers are cheated, workers are exploited, friends are taken advantage of. Underlying greed is a nagging dissatisfaction that even accumulation of things cannot quench. A German sociologist, Erich Fromm, who lived between 1900 up to 1980, in his world bestseller book called To Have or To Be, also says, I quote him, "The rich are not those who have a lot, but those who give a lot." This means those who accumulate wealth only for themselves are constantly afraid of losing something. No matter how much they have, they are psychologically poor. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, the social services which this country is doing, wonderful social services in the whole Europe. I don't know whether it is the same in England also. I think actually it is. It is based on the Christian teaching. It is based according to the will of God. It is the right thing what we do, and we are doing. That's why we are collecting money for poor people Christmas time for Bread for the World or Caritas to help the poor among us or in our world. So it is a continuation of the communal social ideal living together started by the early Christian churches in Jerusalem and in Corinth. Therefore, we have to continue to help the poor, either in public or in a hidden way. It is God's will. I said in a hidden way. I have the reason why. There are some people who do not like that their names are mentioned, that they gave, but try to help, and there are many. I mentioned one of it. You may remember the so-called miracle of Braunschweig in 2011, if you remember. In 2011, in Braunschweig, a known person sends an envelope with 10,000 euros to the Aid Foundation in Braunschweig. The giver wished to remain anonymous. No name, no clue about the giver. But the donation continued for 4 years, and about 260,000 euros were coming into this foundation, and where this money was being distributed to the poor individuals and organizations such as hospice or things like that in Braunschweig. So that has happened in 2011. To this day, no one knows where the money came from. Therefore, the story sounds too good to be true, but it is true. It has happened in Braunschweig. This means the idea of sharing, giving, which the early Christians started, is being practiced here in this land. And I'm glad. I was thinking of sometimes when Christmas comes, every German wants to give something. Really, they want to help. It is good. It's a communal life. The idea of communal life is also compatible with the African philosophy of Ubuntu Umuntu. You know, in Bantu language, there is a philosophy called Ubuntu Umuntu, which means I am who I am because we are. Since we are, therefore I am. That means there is no I without we. Through giving, so we have to live together, whether we like it or not. We have only one planet together. And this planet, the resources we have in this planet, belongs to human beings, animals, and others. All are inhabitants of this world. We have to go with each other, live with each other peacefully by sharing, relatively. So, giving is very important, as I said. Not only Fromm, Erich Fromm, also Goethe also writes in his poems, says, if you want to be happy in life, contribute to other happiness, because the joy that we give returns to our own hearts. Unquote. Goethe. Happiness cannot be bought with money, but can be obtained through generosity and sharing with others. In fact, the idea of sharing should not be limited to financial aspects only. We can also share our time with each other. We can share our times, for example, by eating together. I said that my sermon goes around eating, eh? So don't be surprised. We can share our time by eating together, because someone has said, eating together is the backbone of human interaction. It's very important. If you eat together, you start talk together. Unfortunately, in the modern society, in the 21st century, many families do not have time to eat meal together, even at weekends. This is not good, dear brothers and sisters. Families should sit together, have time together, and discuss whether it is good or not is challenging. Eating together is more than eating. It is also sharing time together, what I want to say. So, dear brothers and sisters, the early Christians began the heavenly life already on this earth. So, living together as a common and sharing, if we do that, we begin the heavenly life here on earth. Let me finish my sermon by telling you a fairy tale, not from Oromo, this time from Russia. The Russians have a fairy tale also. In the Russian fairy tale, a man had a dream and asked God to show him something of heaven and hell. Then God said, okay. God leads him into a large room with table, and everything was prepared. Around the table, people are sitting. We have bus parking here in our church, in Titos Epiphanias, same thing. So the church was full. In the church, people were sitting. Yeah? The same thing. God led this man to a room where people were sitting, row by row. There was spoon, and between there is a cooking pot with a delicious food. Everybody has spoon, very long spoon. So the man looked. This is hell like that? Yes, God said. Wait. And then people who were eating were thin, they were miserable, they are unable to bring their long spoons to their mouths and enjoy the delicious food. The food is there. The man asked God, "What a strange room is this?" God replies, "That is hell." Then God leads him to the second room. The second room is the same as the first one. There are tables, long spoons, people are sitting, everybody is waiting. The time started. Everybody started to eat. They were eating and the people looked wealthy and happy. All are well fed. When the man takes a close look, he discovers something. The people who were having these long spoons were taking the delicious food and putting in each other's mouths. So you don't try to bring here, but you give the other. So if you give small, you get smaller. So they were feeding one another. All were fed. All were happy. So God told him, "That is heaven." Dear brothers and sisters, heaven is nothing. It is where we do not sit side by side, but where we exist with and for each other. May God help us to live such a life. Amen.